This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
The Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on We're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check that out for all the good goodies and things that we have over there. Now, joining us on the telephone, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to
the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we say the repeat the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, let's see here. Obviously, Cuba's the big story, but if the people didn't hear us in hour number one, Larry Elder, and we knew about this on Friday, we told you that Larry Elder was going to be making an announcement that he was considering leaving Salem and his radio show on the network to run for governor. And lo and behold, last night he did, Kyle.
Yes, he sure did, Captain. This is going to introduce a new and I think much needed factor into the California recall election. It's going to be September 14th before we know it. This is going to be a very fast campaign, I think, by all reckonings. And Larry Elder getting into the race at this point, he's going to have a lot to say. And I think the people in California, Democrat or Republican, I think are going to want to hear something because this governor, Captain, continues. Number one, I don't think he's given up his emergency powers, even though we've had some of the relaxations. And here's a new thing coming down in California. They're now announcing that all school kids in the fall are going to have to wear masks in school, even though the CDC says they don't have to.
That's not going to play very well at all.
No, it's not. A lot of parents, and I hate to say, a lot of young people, young kids, are going to be very upset.
Now, that being said, let's go over here to what's going on in Haiti. Now, Denise Simon tells me that elements of the military have been sent down there to Haiti. I've been told, and the news reports are such, that no one from the United States military has yet been dispatched to Haiti to help do anything. They are considering a proposal to send a couple of hundred troops down there to do what needs to be done for security and stabilization, but they haven't done it yet. So I don't know what's going on, and I don't know why Denise would say that when the story's not confirmable. But anyway, the latest suspect detained in the search for the masterminds and assassins in the killing of President Jovenel Moise is a Haitian man in his 60s who was living in Florida, who claims that he was a medical doctor, and he's accused the leaders of his homeland of corruption, and they've come and got him and arrested him in South Florida.
That's right, yeah. He's evidently been identified as Christian Emmanuel Sanon, he was found at his home. Evidently, they found ammunition, some gun parts. They found four automobile license plates from the Dominican Republic as well.
Wonderful.
And some correspondence, they said, with unidentified people. So they're trying to put these this puzzle together, and we'll see how he fits into it.
Now, Colorado Congressman Buck, who's been very boisterous lately in putting together a coalition, if you will, against the big tech folks out there, has said that Republicans and Democrats are now unified in their struggle against big tech and bringing some regulations to bear against them.
Well, yeah, in some ways I think that they are. I think that it's something, again, that it's hard to avoid. These different issues that have come up with the sheer power that big tech seems to be able to wield. So hopefully there'll be some common ground there. But don't count on it too much in the sense, because they're always going to want to try to pit big tech against conservative thought and let's deplatform people and that kind of stuff.
Now, you've got another recall going on out there in your backyard, not very far from you in Los Angeles, the petition to recall the socialist Los Angeles councilwoman that was very boisterous a while ago has been approved for circulation and will be out there for signature.
Yes, and this councilwoman, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Nithya Raman, she's 39 years old, and she's evidently, I guess, a happy member of the Democrat Socialists of America or something like that.
We know who they are.
Yes, exactly.
That's AOC's political party.
Well, that's right. And so that's what she says I think she's been fighting for in L.A. is this kind of platform that they would follow. So, yes, this is going to be a very important recall election.
Also, the wildfires we talked about are raging as the U.S. West grapples with a heat wave and a drought being caused by the lack of the water supply, which is creating a problem trying to put the fires out.
That's right. Yeah, it's the Beckwith Complex fire that's up near the Northern California and Nevada border. Also, there was a fire in Yosemite as well.
Hold that thought. All right, we'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break and give everybody the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And, of course, Sunday nights, the monster cast of Armed American Radio can be heard on many of these same stations. Check your local listings for the times, because he's played at all different times on Sundays. Now, a reminder, this segment, is being brought to you by MyPillow.com. And, of course, that's Mike Lindell and company. And you all know the way Mike Lindell was treated by the big box stores and by the Democratic Socialists and the Communists and whatever else you want to call them, that they tried to put him out of business. It really did. And it did not work. He came back to fight another day stronger than ever because he took all his products that were pulled out of the big box stores, put them on his catalog website, MyPillow.com, and put them up there for sale. Now, what he did after that is nothing short than brilliant. He got a hold of people like myself and others to endorse his product and say, if you mention the promo code CAPTAIN at MyPillow.com, you're going to save money on just about everything and anything that's there because it's going to ask you for a promo code, and then you got the code. So, if you want to get a MyPillow premium pillow at the lowest price it's ever been, $29.98, you save $40 on the pillow. And that's a good thing. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the link, Captain. I'm just click on the link. Use the promo code Captain when you click on the link for the pillow, if that's what you want to buy. Now, they got plenty of things here. I just got a pair of slippers about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now, and I've been wearing them all over the place. As a matter of fact, they're so comfortable, I went to go out and get in the car to come to the radio station with my slippers on. I went, oh, wait a minute, and I had to go back in and put my shoes on. And it's just everything they've got is just the quality is so good. Wow. I mean, it's excellent. So try it out. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Look at all the different things they've got. Use the promo code CAPTAIN on whatever it is you want to buy. You're going to save a boatload of money. And if you want to give them a call, you can do that, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You're going to love it. Promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Okay, Kyle, Richard Branson hopped in his little old space plane, right?
Right, right.
Took him up to outer space or up near outer space and let the thing loose, and it took off and flew around the world at suborbital. It wasn't really up in orbit, but it was suborbital going around the world. And he did that so he could say he's an astronaut, but he's also promoting a sweepstakes. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I've heard about, yes, he's gonna have a sweepstakes for two tickets on the next flight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now the flight, the tickets cost $250,000 a piece, but he's not giving them away for free, is he?
You know, I think that's the idea to that, because otherwise, I think it's to give somebody this experience who wouldn't be able to afford it otherwise.
Well, okay, but, you know, you take the same training as an astronaut does, so you got to be careful with that, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, yeah, there'd have to be certain qualifications you'd have to be able to meet, I'm sure, to be able to do that kind of thing. But certainly, it is exciting. You know, when we think about space travel and remembering back to the Apollo program and the subsequent space shuttle program, and now, of course, the International Space Station, but now, of course, with the retirement of the shuttles, but hopefully we're having some of these new vehicles come online for more use by the United States, all this privatizing of it also is very exciting.
All right. I think we just got a message here from Leo. Down in Miami. Yeah, it's Leo. Okay. This could be interesting. Let me read this because he's in the middle of the Cuban thing. Hi, Captain. This weekend in Miami, cars and streets marching, and I was doing a delivery. I got stuck in a car march. Very amazing. I have many photos of Cuban flags here in Miami. It stretched for miles on 42nd Avenue south of the airport. It took me 49 minutes to go south to drop off my delivery. In other news, Captain, around the clock, dump trucks are getting back on Fort, going back and forth from Miami to Miami Beach on the I-95 freeway. I said a prayer, seeing the concrete rubble going past me with the police escort. I have photos. I had two deliveries, two blocks from the building. I had to go to the 10th floor. I was nervous going up there, and the building close by, and the building was not new. The dump trucks are taking debris somewhere to probably look over any evidence that may have. Yes, they are. You're right, Leo. Take care. Have a great morning, and God bless America. Leo from Miami. How about that?
Yeah, that's really something. And, yes, you're right. They are going to keep this the concrete and the debris and so forth as they piece together through their investigation. They're also looking at nearby buildings that may show some similar signs, not the exact signs, but some similar signs that they can try to put together a picture of that.
They did that for the World Trade Center. One of my friends, a New Yorker detective sergeant, wound up working over where all the debris went, and they were sorting through there for personal effects, whatever they had, any clues of explosive, and believe it or not, body parts.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible, grisly kind of a thing to contemplate.
Yep, yeah, you betcha. Now, from the Navy Times, while no one has been charged, remember the Bonhomme Richard, the fire with the that ship over in San Diego?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, emails are indicating, even though no one's been charged, that there happens to be a prosecutor involved in this, a Navy prosecutor's involvement. So we don't really know what it is that they're doing, but apparently since no one has been charged, they're still investigating it all this time, and I believe now it's been, 2 years?
Yes, I think so. Yes, so part of what the emails may indicate is that they might have at one point, they might have begun to charge somebody.
They had a suspect.
Yeah.
And that all went away.
Yeah, and they seem to have backed off of that, but we don't have any other public statements about this, so that's why these emails are so important. Yeah.
Now, from the Associated Press, they're reporting that our forces and allied forces in both Iraq and Syria are being coming under fire regularly by the Iranian-backed fighters, as Baghdad and Washington right now are negotiating a timeline for troop withdrawal from Iraq and Syria.
Well, I hate to say, you know, it sounds like they're trying to up the pressure. They understand what this administration's all about, and I think they're trying to press their advantage.
Yeah, giving up.
Yep.
We got a weak administration, a weak leader, and they're taking the easy way out.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, they're going to kill a bunch of people that shouldn't have to die, and again, I heard more stories and more reports yesterday about Iraqi troops that had surrendered and they were being killed.
Precisely.
No prisoners.
And this is going to, once again, begin to set up in that part of the world as well another major problem that is going to eventually have to be dealt with again at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Because we're not handling this right.
And speaking of Afghanistan, you know they have pilots, right?
Right.
You know they have an Air Force, right?
Right.
And we heard Joe Biden talk about, well, they've got state-of-the-art equipment and they've got modern aircraft and this and the other. Okay, well, one little problem. It seems that the Afghan pilots are being hunted down and assassinated by Taliban hit squads, and that number is getting higher and higher as the Talibans have stepped up their military efforts, sensing a clear victory coming to them in Afghanistan. So now we have mercenaries that are going in, private contractors, to fly some of those planes, but I hope they got a great place to hide out because their lifespan is probably not going to be very long.
Well, what we see happening with the Taliban and going after anybody that they can find is just really chilling.
And what did we tell people when we first heard about all this?
What was that?
We told them that's just exactly what was going to happen.
Yes. Well, no, you're right about that. Exactly.
And that the 300,000 military that we have 300,000 military. I heard Biden say that over the weekend. I'm thinking myself, you got 300,000 military. Gee, isn't that nice? I'll bet 150,000 of them have already headed for the hills.
Right, right. Well, exactly. And so, unfortunately, this is a bad situation going from bad to worse. And I hate to see what things are going to look like 6 months from now.
Well, I know what they're going to look like, and it won't even be 6 months. I told you, within 90 days, the Taliban will run the country.
Yep.
And when we're gone, they'll be there in a matter of weeks.
Right, and then we're still going to have this huge problem with terrorism and our seedbed for that.
Yep, and ISIS will be back and Al-Qaeda will be back. Watch and see. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call the show, Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's campaign to go door-to-door in some areas of the country to deliver information on COVID vaccinations has received criticism from a number of state officials that call the efforts attempts at coercion by the federal government. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he supports the effort to get more people vaccinated, but tells CBS News that it should be done by community leaders instead of government officials.
There were large efforts like auditoriums or sports arenas filled with people getting vaccinated. When you get down to now a core lesser group, you've got to go one-on-one. And that's really what the president was talking about trying to get some of these advisors, not federal officials, but community people to go out there and try and convince people why it's so important for their own health, for that of their family, and for that of the community to go out and get vaccinated. We really need to get more people vaccinated because that's the solution.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save. Real handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Appreciate you doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, I've been a customer of Geico Insurance for going on 18-plus years, and they've taken really good care of me during that time. And you can find out what a good insurance company means, too, by checking them out. You can go to the web, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and check out their website, and you can actually ask for a cost comparison. Tell them what you're driving, car, truck, whatever. And if you got a motorcycle, throw that in there, ATV, boat, or RV, because it can insure all of that. But where you really save the money is when you add your homeowner's, renter's, or condo insurance policy to it. That's when you get the bundle plan, and that's when you save some serious money. Now, all you got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, to get that cost comparison over there, and you'll be glad you did, I'm telling you, because they've saved me a bunch of money. And I checked them again here when I renewed my policy, and they were still right there where I figured they would be. Hasn't cost me any more money than anywhere else. But if I switch and go to another company, then it gets kind of dramatic. Okay, so Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, since taking office, President Biden has raced to try to repudiate the central elements of his predecessor's America First approach to the world by rejoining an international climate pact, reaffirming commitments to NATO, elevating multilateralism, and vowing to place human rights over earnings in the global arms deals. So far, he's got about three-quarters of that done, right?
Just about, yeah.
So What happens if suddenly he realizes that the people don't want that? Because, you know, he has done a little bit of an about-face right now with the police thing, defund the police. He's actually done an about-face with that, saying, oh, no, no, we're going to take money for COVID, and we're going to put that money back into the police.
Well, they run into this thing, you know, really is the difference between propaganda and practicality. And the propaganda on defunding the police had been pretty successful in the sense that you had a lot of these politicians sort of signing on to that concept, at least, you know, in terms of what they're trying to tell people to try to get on some bandwagon. But the practicality can't be avoided when they see crime go up, when they see the voters and the polls already begin to be very, very vocal about that. They have to do something. But President Biden came into office, had an opportunity to try to capitalize on the idea of trying to bring people together, and Biden or whoever's calling the shots, they just decided to go, you know, full throttle and do everything they could in order to go just the opposite of anything Trump ever did, which is not what the American people really wanted.
They call that full Monty.
Right. Yeah. Well, I suppose so. But yeah, this is, you know, again, it's, you know, you could even call it a bridge too far at some mm-hmm. point. It's too overwhelming, and it just shows that they're not interested in unity of any kind.
Well, we've got a state law down here in Florida that's in the pipeline, HB 1301, the memorial resolution titled The Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, put forth by Representatives Jason Schaaf and Cord Byrd. Now, this memorial resolution expresses the consensus of the Florida legislature that President Joe Biden's proposals to restrict the right to keep and bear arms of law-abiding citizens violates the Constitution. It provides the Florida legislature, on behalf of the residents of the state, that they intend to use all of its lawful authority and power to resist or overturn any federal gun control measure that violates the right of Florida residents to keep and bear arms. In other words, we are telling the full federal government down here, when it comes to the Second Amendment, don't bother us.
Well, exactly right. And again, you know, here you have a state looking to the federal constitution to say, look, these rights are enshrined in the constitution. And if the federal government itself seems to be going against it, well, then the state is going to use everything in its own power to make sure that it's resisted. And that's this is what this is all about.
Yeah. And we'll see where that goes. Now, the teachers union, not to be outdone, because they're always up to something, right?
Yes, yes.
Is urging their educators to defy the state laws to push the critical race theory. And then they went one step further and said, well, that's okay, because we'll defend you.
Well, again, now...
Is that after they get taken to jail for violating the law?
Well, perhaps, possibly. And
but in this state, it's illegal to teach CRT.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Now, of course, you have a lot of teachers out there, Captain. They're dedicated. They want their students to learn things, and they'll do anything they can for them. But then there's this, whatever this is, activism, which goes beyond trying to teach people. They have a political story to tell. They have a goal to get to, whatever that is. And the CRT seems to be being the tool for that. And no matter how terrible it is, how off balance it really is, all these things, if they don't care and they just want to force feed your kids a bunch of stuff, well, then that's going to create a lot of conflict, I think.
Now, there are reports coming out of Cuba right now, and again, this is coming out by way of shortwave radio and amateur radio, that Ted Cruz is reporting what he's hearing, saying that because of the fierce crackdown in Cuba, there's now a missing persons list where a lot of people have disappeared.
Well, I don't doubt it. I just don't doubt it. This is part and parcel of the tactics that are used as we watch these the people that are taken to the streets and so forth, and some are being whisked away, and we don't know where they've gone. And it would be doubtful that they're going to reappear anytime soon. This is part and parcel of what they do.
Some of them have hopped on boats and are trying to flee Cuba, and our United States Coast Guard chimed in here a little while ago and they're trying to dissuade the Cubans to consider fleeing the country by boat to maybe just don't try it?
Well, and again, because
they're starting to pick up a bunch of people.
Right, and it's perilous in and of itself, and a lot of times the vessels aren't really seaworthy and this kind
of
thing.
Well, no, when you meet a rowboat out there about 10 miles out, and they're rowing to try to get to the Keys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very dangerous. But look at the lengths that people will go to escape the communist / socialist type government that represses them in Cuba. This is the lengths that people will go to. And it is absolutely sickening, Captain, that they'll have many prominent American politicians who are actually trying to foist that same kind of basic idea onto the American people. And the fact that, you know, that this is, again, being shown, that you have human beings who are doing anything they can to get away from what these politicians want to do to us is really speaks volumes.
Yeah, and I don't know what the significance is of this because I don't know who this person is, but the Surfside Comgo collapse news coming out of there 40 minutes ago is the body of Cassie Stratton was identified. Is she someone famous?
It doesn't ring a bell, but we can definitely see what we find out about the Cassie Stratton.
Yeah, I'd like to know because it came out here on Fox here. It says that the story itself came out 40 minutes ago. The death toll is now up to 94, by the way.
Yes, exactly. And unfortunately, they continued.
Okay, here, I got it right here. Authorities in South Florida recovered the body of Cassandra Cassie Stratton, the wife of a political strategist from Colorado who had been staying at the Surfside condo during the COVID-19 pandemic. Okay, her husband is Michael Stratton. He was on the telephone with his wife at the time of the collapse.
Yeah.
She described the building was shaking, and then the phone went dead.
That may have been an early report as well that we had. Now we know who was saying that, that evidently there was some kind of hole opening up near the pool, as I recall correctly. That may have been this woman who was saying that.
Don't know.
Yeah.
But at least we found out who she was, wife of a Republican strategist from Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a shame.
Yes, and again, the identification of the victims who died in the collapse, that's also an ongoing issue as well, just so they can give the families closure. Again, it's just a sad, arduous task, but they want to do it to give these families closure.
Yeah, and good morning to everybody in the chat room again. Angel just chimed in over there, so happy to hear from him. And we will be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, edition number 2. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha we will, Donna, especially those guys down there in South Florida with the dump trucks going back and forth. All righty. Well, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget the Pilot and Flying J, where you go in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and you join the Drivers Club. That's the whole deal, where you'll get free points for your fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store, and you can use those points just like discount money on down the line. You'll find out more. Check them out at the Flying J or Pilot near you. All right, we're going to rock again, and here we go.
You made me.
my goodness, I hate myself for loving you. Joan Chet and the Blackhearts. How about that one, Kyle?
Yeah, I love that one. Talk about a hook. Man, that is a hook.
Well, yeah. After what we played last hour, I figured I'd try to one-up it, and I think I did.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because that one gets you going. I mean, you just want to get out there and just get going. That's all there is to it. And for the guys that I just woke up that were sleeping in the bunk because I had the radio on low, I'm sorry. But that was the intention. You got to get up and go to work. All right, here we go. Excessive heat will linger in the western U.S. through Tuesday, with several additional record high temperatures being challenged in California and Nevada. By the way, 130 degrees still out near Baker in the middle of the high desert of Nevada, California. Good Lord. Now, considerable flash, urban, and small stream flooding impacts are possible through today across the urban corridor from northern New Jersey into far southern New York and southwestern Connecticut. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. We are tracking some wildfires and wildfire smoke tonight. This is going to affect you if you're in the state of Colorado, if you're in Grand Junction along I-70. This goes all the way over towards Denver, Fort Collins, the air quality alert, again, from wildfire smoke. There's also parts of Wyoming, western Wyoming as well, and also up through parts of Montana, especially through the Missoula area, you've got these air quality alerts. Then also right south of Spokane, Washington, again, all these things affecting. Now, other wildfires that we're tracking, the Beckwith Complex Fire, this is about 45 miles north of Lake Tahoe. This is the largest wildfire of the year so far in California. So we're tracking that. But as you said, the heat may begin to dissipate as the high pressure begins to move out. So these are some good signs. But right now we've got flash flood warnings in the Las Vegas area all the way down through Phoenix, as well, Tucson as well, and parts of southern Utah tonight.
By the way, Texas has popped up on the map here right along the Gulf between Galveston and Corpus Christi. We've got an area of flooding in there. Apparently, there's a lot of standing water in there that wasn't showing up last hour. And as the water is coming down towards the Gulf, it's starting to settle itself into those low areas in there. So be advised of that if you're traveling along the Gulf, down towards McAllen at least. Now, up in the northern part of Missouri right now, just a little bit north of Columbia in the central part of the state, you've got an area of flooding up there, a couple of counties it looks like. Also over in Illinois, in around Springfield, Illinois, you've got an area of flooding there. You do have a little bit of weather closing in on Chicago right now with some flash flooding going on. The warnings are there right now. And then going over to northern Pennsylvania. Now, this is kind of interesting because this is in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. You've got flooding, and by the way, there is a river there, the Susquehanna River. You've got flooding to the west of Wilkes-Barre. It looks like it's on the river in Scranton. And then you've got flooding to the east going over towards just south of Poughkeepsie, and that goes down south to Philadelphia, over into Camden, New Jersey. And then when you come back up to the northern part of Jersey, it goes into southern New York, about the Tappan Zee Bridge, over into Long Island. Looks like New York City. You got some flood watches and warnings there. The southern tip of Connecticut tonight. And that's what it looks like there. Now, we still have that area of unsettled weather down there just north of Key West. And it's moving very slowly to the east. So you might have some thunderstorms in that. So be careful. Okay, Kyle. How do we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him being on the program. And as we get ready for Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, I want to remind you that this is the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning.
Morning.
Have you heard about the latest addition to the California governor's race?
Well, I think it's official, but I haven't heard he say it. Have you?
Yes, I have the audio. He said it on his radio show last night. Larry Elder. Larry Elder is officially running for governor, and that's, I guess,
a good thing. That'd be an interesting race.
Yeah, and he suddenly changed things around, the dynamic of the race, because he's not a politician, but he is a businessman, been very successful in the ventures he's done and that he's run. So I can't wait to see what happens. Now, the bad thing is he's had to give up his nationally syndicated talk radio show, because you can't do that. That's one of the rules here at Salem. When you run for political office, you have to, you know, be one or the other. You can't be both. So he won't be on the air, but Carl Jackson will be. He's out of Orlando, so he'll be the one taking his place. And good luck to Larry. I'm gonna support him any way I can, and I'll probably bring him on the show and have a conversation with him. Yep.
All right.
Try to help him. All right, now listen, Ted Cruz is blasting the Biden administration's tweet amidst the reports of a fierce crackdown in Cuba. They've got a blackout down there with the Internet and whatnot. You can't see things, but we are getting shortwave reports and amateur radio reports that there's people that are missing. There's been people that have been killed. There's been people that have been hurt. The police have cracked down. They had the army out on the streets. Now, what are you hearing?
Well, the first thing that you ought to know is that the Internet in Cuba was designed, operated, managed, and installed by China.
Right.
So,
right.
I think that there should be some kind of a virtual private network or something there that gives them the ability to have Internet access. But I don't know if we can help them get that or not. I think we should, but yeah, there are people that are missing. There are people that have been made to disappear. There are people that have been jailed. There are people that have been beaten. That's exactly right.
And there are people climbing on the boats headed towards the Straits of Florida, too.
We've got the Coast Guard all over the place.
They're telling the people, don't do it. We're being inundated. Don't do it. Just think about it before you get on the boat, because they're having to rescue them because the boats are sinking. All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition, and we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, concern.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.